8:37 on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR. I love the fact that we're expanding, broadening out our wonderful Around Town with Marygrove, because today we're featuring, of all things or people or entities, Jimmy John's Field. And you can't talk about Jimmy John's Field without the guy who is the president and CEO of General Sports, owner of the United Shore Professional Baseball League in Utica, and all-around good guy who had a dream and a field of dreams, and it's come to reality, and that's Andy Appleby. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Paul W.
I am so proud of what you've accomplished. I remember when you started out, it was not easy, but you've done a heck of a job, and now here you have Dana Clark, yours truly, and Sean Bolegian singing your praises of being a great place to go. In fact, Sean and I just talked off the air. We're going to go together and come out and see you again at the field and have a great hot dog.
We'd love to have you, Paul W. It's been a remarkable story. It really has. Believe it or not, this is our seventh year, and I think we've spoken every year, and we just continue to build. And, you know, we kind of survived through the COVID and all the challenges that brought, and our 244-page COVID protocol. Thank God we've at least retired that for now.
Boy.
But, you know, it looks like we're going to have our best year ever this year because of all the pent up demand, not just with families, but even companies, company picnics, haven't been for 3 years in many cases. So we're getting a lot of calls, a lot of interest. Friday night we started and had one of our largest crowds ever at the ballpark. So, you know, we're really, really looking forward to this season, and it's going to be a special one.
Dana Clark, you—I know you're waiting for the food.
I went to Jimmy John's.
That's what you're waiting for. What Andy has built is amazing. The capacity of 4,500 fans per game, approximately 2,000 box seats between first and third base. 7 founders level suites, 5 premium dugout suites, 12 private patio cabana suites, 18 on field diamond tables, 3 summer picnic. I mean, you got it. He's got it going on there, doesn't he, Dana?
It's the place to be. I've been meaning to go out there for the longest. Trevor and I keep saying, we got to go. We're going to go this year.
Well, look, we'll all go together maybe if we can do that. And frankly, Trevor has to go. He's a television. He's a big deal television sportscaster. He's got to go.
He's got to do research. Tell us how you partner with Marygrove, Andy.
Oh, Marygrove, really from day one, they've been fantastic. And, you know, not just because this is their segment. When you come out, you'll see maybe 10 decorative awnings from the front of our ballpark with 3 or 4 to the TLC clubhouse, to our guest services. We even use them for our merchandise stand. And then just this past year for our warehouse, which, you know, really got a lot of our equipment out of the weather. But more than that, they're reasonably priced and they come out right away and they never let us down. And, you know, we have a lot of deadlines. We had one just recently when we renamed our clubhouse, and, you know, gosh, it had to be done for May 20th. And, they pushed it ahead a little bit and got it done. So we've been extremely pleased with them.
Yeah, very reliable. Very, very reliable people there. Mike Fallahy and the people at Marygrove Awnings. And with your traditional awnings and some valances that you've put together there. And I'm looking forward to all the other stuff that you've done, because I know you went out of your way to do the best state-of-the-art main scoreboard, concert-quality sound system. That means a lot to me. And they even have that high-end VIP club. Overall, was there a reason that other people talked to you about it? How did you come to choose Marygrove?
Well, I think they were the one company that I thought had the most quality. And Paul, when you come out and I think when everyone comes out, they're astonished with the quality and the cleanliness and the safety of our ballpark. But, you know, I'm very particular about quality. And, you know, I really need something to not just be functional, but to have a great look to it. Even to, you know, down to the brochures that we send out, people always remark on the quality of the photography and the quality of the paper. I'm just kind of a stickler for that. And, you know, they, when you come and you see it, I mean, I don't think anybody could make them look and have as much quality as Marygrove. And to put that together with, again, that reasonable price, you know, it makes it you know, a great company to work with.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, really, for those of us who have worked with Marygrove. We understand, as Andy Appleby does, president and CEO of General Sports, owner of the United Shore Professional Baseball League in Utica. And Dana, tell our listeners what they can get.
Well, today you'll get not today. This is the offer for the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day. This is perfect. $3 off any ticket. All you have to do is mention Marygrove at the grandstand, and then you can use that $3 to buy a beer, hot dog, something like that. But $3 off all weekend.
Take the family out to the ballpark this Memorial Day weekend. Mention Marygrove, as Dana said, and get $3 off your tickets. Way to go. Always nice catching up with you, Andy. We'll call you before we head out there.
That would be great, Paul. You always have a season ticket with us, that's for sure.
Very nice. Very nice of you to say. Andy Appleby, I'm so happy for him. I remember, you remember, Sean, mm-hmm. I'm sure, when he first started trying to do this, and some people said this was Appleby's folly or whatever they had to say, but he has persevered and has created a first-class sports experience.
Carved a nice piece of the sports pie here in the area, no doubt.
Absolutely. And speaking of nice pies, that'll make the transition to our next conversation. St. George presents the Yasoo Greek Festival. What is today? It starts tomorrow and runs the 28th and 27th, 28th, and 29th. We'll talk about it coming up next on WJR.